Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
15% or more on car insurance. Tom in Stockton, Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Frel. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tom. Hey,
can I get a green lizard over there? A Heine?
Yeah, we can get you covered on a Heine. Check out.
Oh, thank you. I need one, man. I just got done watching this silly basketball game, and I'm a big Sixers fan. Just a question for you really quick here. Just hopefully the Sixers are, they're rookies, and this is the first time in the playoffs and stuff. And the more they get the taste of playoffs, the more comfortable they're going to get. If they get past the Heat, do you think they can stack up? I think they could beat Boston. I think Boston's going to take this series. I think they could beat Boston. I think they're going to make it. What do you think about the rest of the league, or the rest of playoffs? You think they can make a splash?
Well, obviously they are making a splash, and I think they'll win this series. And I think they're better than Miami. And I think that they can definitely go toe-to-toe with Boston. I think people obviously have to start respecting the Celtics. It is unbelievable the job that Stevens has done with that team, and then the performance that they've gotten out of Rozier and Larkin to fill in for Kyrie Irving. To win like they're winning without Kyrie and with a lot of Tatum and a lot of Brown and then all of these other pieces busting their ass and playing their asses off is why they're winning, right? And so the bottom line is this. They're not afraid of anybody at this point, and everybody said that they were finished when Kyrie was done, and they said it's over, their season's over. So they took that as their oil, and they're just lubing up, and they're saying, let's go. No one thinks we can do anything. They've written us off. We're finished. We're done. We have no chance. So they're going out every night, and they're kicking ass and taking names. And I think they've made the Bucks look really bad, and the Sixers are going to have their hands full with them if that's what happens. If they meet them, then so be it. I like Philly. I love that team. I mean, I don't even think people express enough how much Bellinelli's meant to him. I mean, this guy is absolutely filling it up off of the bench for them. He had 21 tonight. He hit 4 threes. He had 5 dimes, a steal. The guy's incredible. They're a plus 20 when he's on the floor. And Simmons, plus 24. They all produced tonight. Saric had 4 threes. Embiid hit 3 threes. Redick hit 1. And he was kind of cold tonight. But every guy that starter-wise, they all had double figures. It's a very dangerous basketball team. They won the battle of the boards. They won the battle of dimes. They won the battle of steals. They really, I thought, at the end of the day, they won the turnover battle as well. They didn't turn it over as much. I think they're flat out better than Miami. So, but the Sixers and Boston will be a war, like back in the day. I mean, like seriously back in the day with guys like Andrew Toney and them playing against the Celtics at the old Boston Garden type of wars, Bobby Jones type of wars. I'm telling you, this is going to be like violence in the highest order. It's going to be a dirty, physical, violent series if that's who they're playing. I don't know all these details. They are. So if they both advance, which I think they will, I'll be surprised. Now, it's simple. The Bucks absolutely have to win these next 2 games. No questions asked. If they lose one of them, it's over. And I already think that Philly has proven to me that, in their 2 wins, they were both blowouts. And then the second game, they went to sleep. Tonight was a big win for them in Miami. I mean, bottom line is they win another one in Miami. It's over. I wouldn't be surprised Miami wins that game and ties it up. But I still think at the end of the day, they're a better team than Miami. And it is amazing to me. It really is. You can say goodbye to Hassan Whiteside in Miami. Say goodnight, because he only played 13 minutes in this game tonight. They basically have benched, you know, Spoelstra sat him down. They don't count on him for anything. It's unbelievable to me. He had 5 points in the game. He hit one shot and hit three free throws and had two rebounds. You've got to be kidding me that this seven-foot monster, they never play him at all. They just don't even play him. That's all you need to know, that they don't trust him, and he's finished in Miami, right? I mean, bottom line. So that's amazing to me. And I wonder why they went from, remember they gave him all that money and he was like the star player? And then now, a year later, they can't even play him? He doesn't get any minutes? No burn at all? That's unbelievable to me when you have a guy that big. He must not listen. He must loaf. He must not do what they ask him to do. And he's not playing the way they want him to play, so they sat him down. It really is truly amazing to me. But I still think Philly's better than them. So, you know. And I hit that game tonight. I took them in Miami and laid 1.5 and hit both ends of it. And I hit that Boston Bruin win in Toronto tonight as well, taking them on the road. I just think they're better than Miami. And I think the Bruins, not to switch leagues, but I think they're better than Toronto. I think they're bigger and more physical. Jay Berman, do you think that, or how do you feel about the Bruins, Leafs? And what did you think of the Capitals evening that series in Columbus? Those people have to be stunned.
I'm more surprised the Capitals came back, and they played well. Obviously, the third game was an overtime game, but they smoked them tonight. It was 4-1, I believe.
Yep.
And Ovechkin scored again. Hey, Capitals are good. Despite the fact that they blew those two games, they could have very easily won them. This could have been a sweep very easily. Capitals are legit, and the Bruins are legit, too. I never trusted Toronto. Toronto wasn't ready to win that series, not in my opinion.
So now they're it's now 3-1, right? Is that
3-1 accurate? Boston and 2-2 Caps and Blue Jackets.
All right, so Boston won both their home games, right? And then Toronto won game three.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.